I do think it's an issue, particularly for our part of the country, the West and the Northwest. Hotel accommodation, predominantly the budget hotels, the 2 and 3 star hotels, the guest houses, they have been, a lot of that accommodation has been taken up to house refugees. It was, I suppose, the easy option because the numbers coming in were just extraordinary, much more than we've ever experienced ever really in the history of the state. We're probably upwards now, including Ukrainian refugees, probably around the 100,000 mark with everybody. So look, we had to house people somewhere, and hotels were, particularly towards the end of last year, because, you know, Donegal, Sligo, Mayo, our tourism season doesn't really kick in until kind of Easter, and it kind of, you know, closes up usually around the October time. So we had a lot of vacancy in this region around that time. And so it was the easy option. Now, every part of the country are, you know, every county is housing refugees, but for our part of the country, Donegal, for example, I think it's about 50% of Fáilte Ireland registered accommodation is now occupied with refugees. In Mayo, I think we're at about 35%.